Okay, we are starting in the middle of a sif. We're on page 372, and we're in the middle of Simon Shin Lamatef Se'if Dalet. Page 372, Shin Lamatef in the middle of sif Dalet, and we're starting on the second line of the Shulchan Aruch of this page. V'loy Choltzin. We had a list of things that you're not allowed to do. You can't judge cases, court cases, and things like that. And we spoke about making weddings close to Shabbos. So now, V'loy Choltzin. V'loi meyabnin, v'loi koinfin, v'loi magdishim, v'loi ma'arichim, v'loi machawimim, v'loi mafrishim tumos umaisus. It will pause over there. So you're not allowed to do chalitza on Shabbos, which is, you know, the whole ceremony to get a woman out of doing yibam. I'll go into more details, so I don't want to say. And you can't do yibam on Shabbos, and you can't be koines on Shabbos, which seems like we're talking about a chuppah. After the Kiddushim was done earlier. And then we have a group of three things which are all to do with consecrating things to the Beis HaMikdash in various ways, being Makdish, being Ma'arich, and being Machrim. We'll describe in the Mishnah Berurah what they are. You can't do those on Shabbos, and you can't separate Tumas and Maisus on Shabbos. Ve'im Poydin HaBen, you cannot do a Pidin HaBen. Ve'im Megarshin, you cannot divorce. Elem Kein, who gets Shchiv Meirah, the tikif le alma. Unless we're talking about a get that's been given by a person who's on his deathbed, then there'll be a heter to do it on Shabbos, as we'll see. V'chulam imnasu. And as for all these things, if a person did them, even though they weren't supposed to, shogigim or mezidim or mutayim, whether they did it, forgetting it was Shabbos or whatever they did it, or they did it intentionally, or they were mutin, they might made a mistake in the din. We'll see. Then Masha also whatever is done is done. They have halachic, the transactions take place. We'll see. Doesn't apply to all the cases we described, but in a lot of these cases, what he did does take effect. It's just he shouldn't have done it on Shabbos. They all assumed Rav wanted to do it on Shabbos. Okay, so that was the long list. Now I'm going to go through these one by one. Sifkot and Chof in the right column, about 10 lines down. V'loi Choltzim, you cannot do chalitza on Shabbos. Again, that's the idea of the ceremony where the woman who is supposed to be doing yibum because her husband died and she didn't have children, so she's supposed to marry the brother, do yibum with the brother, and she doesn't want it, or he doesn't want whatever, so they do this ceremony called chalitza. You can't do that on Shabbos. Shema yichtev shta chalitza lechalutza. The concern is that they might end up writing a document of chalitza for this woman, meaning they have to document it so that she can show that she got this document that she can get remarried. So there's a concern they might write that on Shabbos. But if you look, is there Shtar Chalitza? Most probably, I don't know. But how else will they keep track? Do you have it on the computer? Okay. I don't know if they have to do it, but they do it. But okay, but if you look, Kabaya Mokim and Chalitza, also even to just merely fix the location of where the Chalitza is going to be, time and place. We don't have that because even fixing is part of the process, and we don't have anything which looks like court cases on Shabbos. But you're allowed on Matzah Shabbos to establish that the chalitza is going to be the next day on Sunday. If there's no choice as well, then it would even be permitted for a great need that now it's to say after Shkia on Friday night, you'd be allowed to even fix the time of the Chalitza to take place on Sunday at that point. Again, the fixing of the getting together, that time you're fixing it, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Right? If it's Ben HaShemashah, it's still a Friday night, and there's a great need, etc., and you can't do it any other way, you'll be allowed to fix that time to plan to come and do it on Sunday. Sifkon Chof Aleph, V'loi Meyabmim, you can't do Yibam on Shabbos. The problem with doing Yibam on Shabbos is that she becomes acquired to him for all the different rights and his rights, her rights, like a wife, completely like a wife, like a full wife by doing this act of Yibam. And it's like making an acquisition on Shabbos. And furthermore, there's a concern you might write down a ksuba if you do the Yibam on Shabbos. Obviously, these things are not relevant nowadays in terms of Ashkenazim. They never do Yibam anyway. There are some Sfaradim who in certain conditions do Yibam, but it's few and far between. But anyway, you can't do it on Shabbos. But Sivkonchov, Bevein Koinsen, and you can't do a Knisa on Shabbos, which is Hainu, Afilu Kiddush Oisa Mibayoim, also La Knisa Beshavos Lechupa, the Bechupa Koina Oisa Lekama Droim, Canal, we said again, this ideally, definitely, we got to cases where perhaps this is permitted, but the general Issa is an Issa to do a Chupa, even if the Kiddushim was done before Shabbos, to do a Chupa on Shabbos is Asa, because that's again, the Chupa is the Kinyonim. Involves transactions or acquisitions, and that's also to do on Shabbos. So we've gone Chof Gimel, V'lei Makdishim. Now we get to the three types of consecrations. V'lei Makdishim, you cannot be Makdish something on Shabbos. Shum Dava L'Gvaya, you cannot consecrate anything to L'Gvaya, which means to give to the Beis HaMikdash, or equivalent. Sheyoy Mehari Zoy Hekdish. For example, if he says this item is Hekdish, you can't do that on Shabbos. Just merely stating it can't be done. My mishum dekayin she magdish b'amirasa hechifetz lehekdish how we might see it b'amirazu hechifetz meshusar roshes kavaya v'dami lemechir mimcha. Merely by stating it, right, amirasa legavaya k'mesirasa lehekdish, right, is just by merely making a declaration, the item has already now changed its domain, so to speak, and it become now the domain of hekdish by doing so, and therefore even that's even without any handing over of the item. Just declaring it to be Hekdush is enough now that it's considered to be owned by Hekdush, and that's like a business deal, a transaction on Shabbos. Therefore, cannot be done. Which is not the case when it comes to a person pledging money to stocker for the poor, that is mutter on Shabbos. Because you haven't given it, you just declare that you're going to do it. Hekdush, when you declare it, then it's taken place already. But stocker is not the case, and that's why it's mutter on Shabbos by stocker. And another example of a person where he's not actually giving it to Hekdush, he's not declaring something to Hekdush, he's just saying, I'm now pledging, I'm vowing that I'm going to give something to Hekdush in the future, such and such amount. That is also mutter, because there's nothing changing hands on Shabbos, because he hasn't actually declared which particular item and how he's doing it. If he just said, I'm going to give, then that's mutter. The second type of consecration, you can't do on Shabbos, is Shiyoima Elki Olai, or Erech Proni Olai. If he says, my value is upon me to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, the value of whatever I'm worth, I want to give that amount to the Beis HaMikdash, or the value of Proni, a certain person, I want to give the Beis HaMikdash. There's fixed values in the Torah for each type of person, age and gender, etc. And that's what he wants to plug into over here. And he's pledging to give, I'm obligated to give this amount. Shinoisen Lehekdash Kafi Shanov. And why? Because when he does that, he now has to give the Beis HaMikdash to Hekdush according to his age, etc. There's a list in the Torah. That is like a business transaction. So that can't be done. Chofei, v'lei machawimim, you can't be machwim. What does that mean? Behema or shum davar legavoya, where you are, again, it's a type of consecration where you're giving an animal or some other item to the Mikdash or to the Kohanim. Sheyoyma davar davar zeh cheirim. He says this particular item is now cheirim, is given over to the Mikdash. Akamitama now is all for the same reason that we explained, that there is a transaction taking place. Mashikosav olim afrishim uchole. And then when the Shulchan Aruch went on to tell us that you can't separate Trumas and Maisvus on Shabbos, why? Because it's like a person who is consecrating the fruits that he separated, like an act of being makdish that we described before. Another reason is, which is the main reason that they talk about in the Gemara, he is fixing something that is not fixed, meaning it's unusable. You can't use these fruits, these produce, you can't use it as long as it's tevo, didn't have its trumas and maisvus taken. So by you separating terms of mysis from this produce, whatever it might be, you're now fixing the what's left to make it now edible. That's a type of tikkun, a type of repair, so to speak, on Shabbos. And that's why another reason why it's not allowed. Vim ava v'hifrish, a person who transgressed and did separate terms of mysis, v'mevid, if he did it intentionally, as a Mishnah, right? If he did it intentionally, lo ye'achel, he is not allowed to. It cannot be eaten. Ben loy ben achem ad masi Shabbos mitam knas. We penalize him that neither he nor anyone else is allowed to eat from the leftover fruits. Again, they're now, so to speak, they turn from being tevel to being chulin. They're edible, but the problem is that he did it on Shabbos, and we do our bonon, we give a penalty to him to say, neither you nor anyone else is allowed to use this produce till after Shabbos. And if he did it inadvertently, he forgot it was Shabbos, or forgot you can't do it on Shabbos, then he would be able to eat it immediately. So, When we say you can't separate Shabbos and Maisos, we also mean you're not allowed to separate challah on Shabbos from your dough. Finally, also in Rosh Hashanah challah, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Dalet, look over there. Okay, so then we had the next one, which is Pidyon HaBen. Ein Poidin HaBen. You can't redeem the firstborn son on Shabbos. Afilu Bekli Sheshaveh Chamish Islam. Even if you're not giving money, because it's Mukseh, you're just going to give a utensil that's worth the same value. Right? This is not so cheap, whatever. Basically, how much is 300 shekels worth of this? You're going to give him your vase, your vase, as it. You're going to give that to the Kohen to pay for the Pidyon HaBen. Maybe you say, well, that's okay, because I'm not touching Mukseh. Give that to the Kohen. No, that's not allowed. Even that's not allowed. To doim lemekah gomemcha, because it's like a business transaction. Vein loimel yitain hamoyes lakoyin be'er Shabbos. And don't suggest the following. And it's a famous transition, right? Don't say the following. I'll give the money to the coin before Shabbos. Ukeshiyagi hayoyim shloishim ve'echad b'Shabbos she'azuz man pediyah yochol hapidjoin. I give him the money before Shabbos, but I want this money to be the Pidyon HaBen money that should take effect on Shabbos when the baby's already 30 days old. You can't do that. Why not? Lefi she'az lo yuchal levach. The problem is you can't make a bracha. You can't make a bracha now before Shabbos when you give the money to the koyim, because shekevin she'adayin lechala mitzvah alav eich yoyma b'tzivonu. If the mitzvah didn't take effect, why? Because he's not chayv in Pidyon HaBen until tomorrow. Has to be 30 days past, right? So he's not chayv in the Pidyon HaBen until tomorrow on Shabbos. Well, then how can he say today b'tzivonu? You were not commanded at this point to do the mitzvah. So that's the problem with making the bracha now. Over Shabbos nami lo yochal levoich, and Shabbos is as well. You can't make the bracha on the Pidyon HaBen from the money you gave yesterday. Why? Because you're just standing there. What are you doing? You're not giving anything to a kohen. You're just standing there and saying, oh, I, based on what I declared yesterday, the Pidyon HaBen is about to take effect in 3 seconds. So you make a bracha? No, you can't do that because you're not doing anything. Therefore, you cannot do a Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos, even with a clever trick, and you must wait till after Shabbos to do the Pidyon HaBen. Right. We're going to go to the Cheshbon. Okay. Now, Rafilu im kolu loy me'er Shabbos choftes yoyim b'yud beis shoyis v'tafshin tzadi gimel chalokim mishar. Even if before Shabbos, it's already passed since the baby's born 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 parts of an hour, which is, what is that? She'ashar nechalekes l'toftof reish pei chalokim ki yodua. As everyone knows, an hour is divided into 1,080 portions, right? 1,080 portions, and again, 793 of those 1,080 portions is considered, right? If you've got 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 portions of an hour, she'uacheshbon shel kol chidesh im yitzchalek hashana liyud beis chalokim b'shaveh, that if you would divide a year, a full year, into 12 parts, each month will be exactly that amount of time, 29 days, 12 hours, etc. That's exactly a Jewish month. Technically, we can't do that, of course, because you can't have a half day. So we have, that's why generally it works out. You've got one chaser, one molly, 29 day, 30 month, usually alternating, because you've got a roughly 29 and a half day month, really a month of 29 and a half days. So you might say, well, you know what? On Friday afternoon, the baby reached 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 parts of an hour. So now he's officially old enough to have his Pidyon HaBen. Let's do it before Shabbos. No. Afilu hachi lo yifdu b'yom shishi. You still should not do the pidyon on Friday. Lefi she'achodesh b'Torah hu shloshim yom shleimim. Because to be considered a month in the Torah, it has to be a full 30 days. That's the requirement for Pidyon HaBen. It's actually a machlokes achronim. We're not getting to it now, but halachic time, actual time. Okay. It's a machlokes achronim, to be honest, but we're not.
If the 30 days on Friday, do they do the Pidyon?
That's what we're talking about here.
What?
That's what I'm talking about here.
Yes.
So wait, it's the 31st day of the Shabbos.
But I want to Pidyon HaBen on Friday morning.
Okay.
What?
I don't know how old the baby was. Maybe that was the 31st day. I have no idea.
You're allowed to go on the 31st day?
You're supposed to do it on the 31st day.
Huh?
You're supposed to do it on the 31st day. This case in Shulchan Aruch is when the 31st day was on Shabbos.
Oh, so you say, the 31st day is on Friday. You can do it on Friday.
Yeah, for sure. the question is, what happens? You can't do it on Shabbos. So you say, you know what? It's not a full. It's not into the 31st day, but it, technically, it's been a full. It's been a month. So that's the whole Shiloh over here. You say, no, you shouldn't do that. Don't do it on Friday afternoon. Rather, you have to wait till after Shabbos. Month of Shabbos, the Shiloh, wherever. Generally, Ashkenazim don't do a pidyon at night, but in certain situations like this, where it's been pushed off, there are certain leniencies.
Sfardim do?
At night, yeah. Yeah, probably because it was pushed off, supposed to be probably on Shabbos, and since it was already delayed, so they do it straight away. But generally, it shouldn't be done at night. A few reasons. Okay, so has to be day 31 at the time of the pidyon. Therefore, you have to wait now till Sunday to do the pidyon aben, or till maybe Matzah Shabbos. We're not talking about that right now, but don't do it on Shabbos. Okay, for more details of the pidyon aben, we can discuss it another time. Okay, Sifkon Chofres, the Ein Megaushin. You can't divorce on Shabbos, and so I feel a get to nechta koydim Shabbos. Even if the get was, as obviously, was written before Shabbos, you can't give it on Shabbos. Shema yovo lektiva, because you might come to some type of writing, fixing up things, writing things down, adjusting things in the text, and therefore you can't give a get on Shabbos. Yep.
So if the get is on Shabbos, it's chal.
That's he goes on to say which cases are chal, which are not. We're going to see in a minute. Chof tes de tekif le alma. We said that you can't give a get on Shabbos unless we're talking about a person who's on his deathbed and he's about to die, and then we do allow it. Now, why is he giving a get if he's about to die? Hainu, shavoy to the gash ishtoy kedishli tizakik liyibim, because he's dying without children, he doesn't want his wife to have to fall to yibim to his brother. He gives her a get, so she's divorcee, not an almana. Hitula the gash b'shavos, in that situation, they permitted geyushin on Shabbos. Why? Why is it different? So what? So she falls to you, but big deal to do chalitza. No, the answer is, here's the reason. Because if he doesn't want his wife to fall to Yibam, so he's going to go into like panic mode or whatever, or nervous and upset and whatever, and it's going to end up making him die quicker. And therefore, we give him a leniency to allow giving a get on Shabbos. Again, it had to be written before Shabbos, etc. But you have to make sure that there's no problem of a pre-written, like the date is earlier than the actual giving. Why? How do you avoid that? It's the wrong date, right? If he wasn't going to do it on Shabbos, but whatever, he was going to do it on Friday, whatever the story was exactly, the date might be wrong. It might be a get mukdam, so we'll see. When the cipher wrote down the get, he didn't write today's date, Friday. He didn't write that. If he writes it today, Friday, and then they don't use it on Shabbos, so it's a get mukdam, you've got an earlier date than the actual get, which is no good. That's not what he wrote. What did he write? El kosher boy shavua boy stam. He just wrote this week. He just wrote parshas whatever. However he wrote it. He wrote it in a way where it meant the whole week, not a specific day of the week. The kosher gavnas, in this situation of again a person who is on the deathbed, we allow such a get. Kosher Evan Ezer Simon Kuf Chof Zayin.
Was the date? Wait. So what happened when they gave the get on Shabbos? Was the date written or not?
There was a date written, but not the date. Not it didn't say Chof Nissan. It's not a bad day for it. It didn't say
Friday, he wrote Shabbos is dead again.
No, he just wrote the week. He wrote a week rather than a date.
Oh,
rather than a day.
That works.
But the Evan in this situation, one for a person about to die. Yep. Sivkot and Lamed. Now this is what you're asking. The Chulam im Nasa, we said in the Shulchan Aruch, if any of these things that you weren't supposed to do, they're valid. Now, what do you mean by any of these things? So he points out in the Mishnah Berurah, our kolam avoy b'sif zekai is going on everything in the sif almost. Chutz mehafoshes trumas and meisus to be'an le'el the mefreshim b'meidid also b'biyim. The exception to this is the case of separating trumas and meisus. We said a person did it intentionally; he's not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Every other case in this list, even though he wasn't supposed to do it, all the cases he wasn't supposed to do, if he did them, whether again he did them and inadvertently, intentionally, whatever, he made a mistake, they are all valid. Except the Trumas and Maisis that we described.
That includes Kiddushin, right?
Yep. Lamad Aleph, well, we didn't put Kiddushin, we spoke about Knisa, not Kiddushin.
What?
But yeah, Nakanami, yeah, the whole list actually, right, the whole one.
Yeah. She's an
Eshetish, she doesn't jump. Yeah, she's an Eshetish. Lamad Aleph, Shoygigim, even if they did it in a dirty, what do they mean by Shoygig? Shoygig, who could go into Shachach Shayom Shabbos, or Shechosho, Shedavazet, Mutil Asos, he forgot it was Shabbos today, or he thought he'd forgotten that this thing is Asa, that would be an example of Shoygig. All of these cases are If they were done, they were done, even though they shouldn't have been done, but halachically, legally, they do take effect. Ad kan.